Random House Audio presents Pros and Cons, a short story by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg. Read for you by Scott Brick. FBI Special Agent Kate O'Hare sat in her cramped cubicle at the Federal Building in West Los Angeles and stared at her computer screen. She had an empty Domino's pizza box shoved into her wastebasket and six empty Coke cans lined up on her desk. A half-empty bag of nacho cheese Doritos was filed under N in her file cabinet, and her keyboard was gummed up with chocolate crumbs from the pack of Oreos she was currently working her way through. Her brown hair was clipped back in a snarly mess, her white shirt had a small pizza sauce smudge on it, and her blue eyes were narrowed in concentration. Cosmo Uno looked over the 5-foot-high partition that separated his cubicle from Kate's. Cosmo was 2 years older than Kate and 2 inches shorter. This meant he was 33, 5 feet 4 inches tall, and had to stand on a box to snoop on her.
"Hey, Katie," Cosmo said. "What's shaking? What's doing? What's brewing?"
"I'm working," Kate said, her eyes glued to her screen, not indulging Cosmo by looking at him.
"You shouldn't be eating all those Oreos. They're going to make you fat. Maybe I should help you eat them."
Kate didn't move her head, but she cut her eyes in his direction. "You make a move on my Oreos, and I'll shoot you."
"What are you working on? Are you still trying to find Nicholas Fox? Remember when you almost got him in St. Louis, but he disguised himself as a Hall of Fame guy and was doing color commentary in the announcer's booth at Busch Stadium the whole time you were looking for him? That was a good one. And then there was the time you were sure he was trying to steal a giant panda from the National Zoo, but Fox escaped through the Reptile Discovery Center. Ryerson was with you on that."